Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now we also include 94.9 FM. We continue needing more and more radio station signals because our audience is growing either geometrically or exponentially or just bigly or something. Also getting a lot of followers on my profile page on Facebook. The last time I checked was like 7,500. I'm told that it's more than that now, that it's grown a lot. So Dimitri's with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. You can also go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Follow both. Follow my profile page, because that way more and more people will be exposed to what we are doing, because that's how Facebook works, or at least that's what they're telling me. And the same thing with the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Now, if you've just joined us, several things here. I'll be talking more about this Cassidy Law thing. I was going to do a contest giving away this incredible prize package, but now with our state-of-the-art phone system or whatever the hell's going on today here. In fact, what I'm going to do, this Cassidy Law thing has to be addressed, because it feels like lawfare to me and this Erica Tamborin, and then, you know, having the nerve for me to actually talk about a public figure and them trying, just the more I think about this, the angrier I get. You can read the letter. I actually posted the letter on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. You will see the entire letter. Cassidy Law Peace PLLC. I'm so angry I can't even see straight right now. And this is a big deal law firm. Patrick Cassidy admitted West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and D.C. And he's coming after me now. In that first sentence here, please know that I represent Erica Tamborin, a citizen of West Virginia, who, by the way, is also the same, I think it's the same Erica Tamborin, who is the administrator for the village of Shadyside, those idiot goofy men there. And he says, I'm investigating potential claims of defamation by certain individuals and or entities on her behalf. Certain individuals, the way that I read this, certain individuals is me. And certain entities, Dimitri 2020 LLC. That's what this is what it says to me. Because if not, why is he sending me this? Read it for yourself. A lot of people have, frankly, I'm surprised that anybody was all that interested. We had over 7,000 views in this thing in, you know, like 12 hours or something. So it's the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. You will see the Cassidy Law letter, which I think could very well be the beginning of lawfare to shut me up. Because with lawfare, what these lawyers do, I'm not saying Patrick Cassidy is one of these guys. That, I frankly, I don't know. But generally speaking, what these lawyers do is what they did to Trump, what they did to everyone connected with Trump with this lawfare. They did the same thing to Sarah Palin when she was governor. They do this a lot. They try to destroy people's lives and careers and ruin them financially by using the law, hiring, you know, getting big law firms and come up with all sorts of different bogus charges, knowing that their victims cannot afford a good law firm to fight back. And so they ruin him financially. They just ruin him. You saw what they did to Trump. Thankfully for Trump, he's, you know, he's a multi-billionaire. But look what they did to Rudy Giuliani. Look what they did to Peter Navarro. Look what they did to Sarah Palin. Look what they did to Carrie Lake. All because I had the nerve to ask questions about, is this woman even qualified to be an administrator for the village of Shadyside? And questioning the competence of the men on the village council, because some men don't think with their brains, if you know what I mean. And so now I'm getting this Cassidy Law letter, and he wants to know my sources? And he's looking at a claims of defamation by certain individuals? He's trying to shut me up. He knows I can't fight back. That's David and Goliath stuff here. More about this in a minute or two. By the way, don't even get me started here with this. This is so unfair. This is so unfair with this Patrick Cassidy and this Cassidy law. This is so, and if he can do this to me, if he can send me a letter like this about claims of defamation by certain individuals, if he can do this to me, and I do have a microphone, can you imagine what he could do to you if he wants to screw you over? Can you imagine what this Cassidy Law PLLC could do to anyone if they wanted to screw them over? Like, oh, I don't know, maybe you, maybe somebody else. I don't know. Possibilities are damn near endless. How am I going to fight back with this? Between that and the equipment here, I really should just call it a day and just be done with all of this. And just say goodbye to all of this crap. Speaking of crap, apparently we've got another issue here with our state-of-the-art phone system. And this is not a goof. This is for real. Honest to God, this is for real. We had Johnny Owen here trying to figure this out. He can't figure it out. We are engineering department, nothing. It's just we don't know. When I'm using this phone system today, we had Big Willie on here. Mr. Big Willie himself couldn't hear anything. Couldn't hear me. I could hear, but he couldn't hear me. So here's what I need. This is not a goof. This is for real. If I can trust you, I need you to do a test, to help me do a test of this, whatever the hell's wrong today. Because every day it's something new here. Every day it's something new. I want you to, I actually can't believe I'm saying this. I don't know what else to do. I'm the only one here other than the armed security guard. I want you to call me. I'm going to put you on the air and tell me if you can hear me using our phone system. That's it. That's the whole, it's not even a bit. I actually need to know how bad this thing is. Because we don't know. We actually here do not know. We got to test it. Well, then might as well test it. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490, that's 740-325-1490. You call, and I'll try to talk with you. Tell me if you can hear me. Because Mr. Big Willie couldn't hear me, Johnny O couldn't hear me. We need to know just how bad this is. Or if there's something else going on. We're trying to do some troubleshooting here, but we have to do it on the air during the show. Because how else do we do this? I certainly don't know. So I'm dead serious. Just call me. There's no prizes. There's no way. Just help me out here. Because honest to God, I don't know what else to do. I swear to you, I don't know what else to do here. 740-325-1490. I'm going to get you on the air and then tell me if you can actually hear me. See if we can have a conversation. All right, here's Big Willie 1055. What's your first name?
This is Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, with the Nail City...
Dimitri?
Yep, can you hear me?
When I called in, I'm barely hearing you. You sound like you're way, way off in a distance. Now I can't hear you.
Oh, Lord. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
All right.
Barely.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, so it's got to be outside of the... I don't even know what to do here. All right, one last time. Anybody else call me, 740-325-1490. I can hear you just fine. Jennifer sounded great. I wonder if that's our Jennifer. But 740-325-1490. Help me figure out how bad this thing is so our engineering department can work on it. And we got to do it live on the air here because how else do we do this? How else do we get phone calls? 740-325-1490. Help me out here. Just call and tell me if you could hear me, if I can just have a conversation with you. Just hello, how you doing? No big deal. All right, here's another one.
Do it live on the air here because how else do we do this?
Can you hear me?
Phone calls.
Hello? All right, that's not going to work. Big Willie 1055, what's your first name?
This is Bam Bam.
Bam Bam, can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, I don't even know what to do here. All right, thank you all for your calls. I wasn't trying to be rude or anything. I genuinely appreciated you calling, truly. And I don't know, this system here, I wonder if we bought it new or bought it, you know, as a bargain basement, cheap piece of crap that was a bargain or something. I don't know. Big Willie 1055, hello.
Good morning, Dimitri. This is Natasha.
Natasha, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you, very, very lightly hear you. You're sort of muted out, but we can hear you a little bit.
All right. I'm having you potted up all the way. Can you hear me now?
And I can't hear anything anymore.
Big Willie 1055, can you hear me? Okay. And how's your morning going for you? How's your career going for you? Mine's going just dandy. Just friggin' dandy right now. Just, hold on. Big Willie 1055, what's your first name?
Good.
Can you hear me
George.
At all?
George.
George, can you hear me?
I'm calling from Bel Air. I can barely hear you on the phone.
All right, thank you. All right, Big Willie 1055, can you hear me?
Can't hear you at all.
Big Willie 1055, can you hear me at all?
All right, thank you.
This is just, don't even say it. Don't even say it. I am this close. It's not exaggeration. I am this close to just telling everyone here, I'm going to take some time off. While I'm taking time off, get your friggin' act together to make this stuff work. Because this is a disgrace. This is Big Willie 1055, hello.
Hey, Dimitri, hey, don't worry about it if you can't get anybody to call in. Just start talking. Today is going to be a good day, and tomorrow's going to even be a better day.
Can you hear me? Hello? Big Willie 1055, hello? Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I hear is static.
We're turning this into a whole new segment, radio segment of, I honest to God, I swear to you, I don't know whether to laugh or cry right now. I swear to you, I don't, Johnny, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I don't, literally don't know whether to laugh or cry. Maybe I could do both. Tears of joy out of my right eye and tears of sorrow out of my left eye. At least I've got my little my little ducky here from Nail City Jeep Club, so it's keeping me company. All right, fine. Well, we've got a break coming up here, and then I was still going to talk about this Cassidy Law thing here. Okay, they can call. I can hear them fine. They can barely hear me, and then nothing, and then they're static. I wonder where he bought this piece of crap, probably from some used, maybe from the Goodwill or something. I don't know. I'm sure it was cheap. That's my guess. All right. I'm not going to be wrong, but I'm probably not. So let's see. Where are we here with all of this? I'm going to take a short break. Okay. And then I'm going to go do a deep dive into this Cassidy Law thing, PLLC. And this Patrick Cassidy, who, to the best of my knowledge, I've never met him. I don't know who this guy is. Other is a big deal lawyer, big deal law firm, and it sure looks like Lawfare. It sure looks like they're trying to silence me. And, oh, by the way, find out all my sources. How on earth am I going to afford a lawyer? Especially if I walk away from this place saying, fix it or just, you know, be done with it, because I'm not putting up with this crap. I swear to you, I'm not putting up with this crap. All right. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 1055. You get to hear me Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time.